smart devices, dumb people, outsourcing our intelligence, happiness, and peace of mind. The other day, I was out and about in nature, enjoying the wonders of being surrounded with epic beauty, and I was all alone, without a phone. And it occurred to me that if anything bad did happen to me, I wouldn't have a phone. And it also turned out that it didn't really matter that I didn't have a phone, because many other people all around me did have phones that I could easily borrow. However, what really alarmed me was that I didn't remember anyone's phone number. So even if I had a phone to call to get help, I'd be out of luck, because my habit of using iPhones had allowed me to never need to remember a number. Because in the phones, you just put someone's name in and you just click on the name and there you go. In the past, when I only had a landline, I would remember many numbers. All my friends, I remember their numbers off by heart. But now, I can barely remember anyone's. In fact, I couldn't think of a single number I could call. I've also found myself using a calculator to go figure out simple sums like 550 times 10, or Googling to find simple information that I used to know already in my head. And so, while technology is getting smarter, and we now have smart umbrellas where a little blue light goes off saying that there's possibly going to be rain. We have smart toothbrushes apparently these days, so you can see how many times you use your toothbrush, and smart forks and smart knives, smart houses. And so we have all these devices and all these so-called smart things. And this is just the top of the iceberg. There's plenty more of this stuff coming. What is the harm of this? Is there any harm? And if it is, what is the harm? The real harm is what's happening to our inner lives by relying on technology instead of our own inner treasures. Because there's always a payoff. If you outsource something to something else, if you outsource something that you used to have the skill to do yourself to another person or to technology, what do you lose and what do you gain? And here's the shocking fact that we have to come to terms with. Real life change in the meaningful way is actually hard. So despite there being all these endless smart devices and special technology and all these different nicey-nicey things that you can buy, come January 1st, what happens? People make their New Year's resolutions. I'm going to exercise, I'm going to eat right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And they might try and use their smart devices to help them out. But by April, by May, about 90% of all these so-called New Year's resolutions have failed, long since failed. And so real change is hard. If it wasn't hard, then we would already have done it and we would already have the things we want, but we don't, because it's difficult. Technology has made some aspects of our life easy, while real human change still remains just as hard as it was before. And arguably, it's even harder to change now, because real change takes time, it takes patience, it takes perseverance. And if we're all spending most of our time in our devices, we don't have the time available to make the change on ourselves. So to become a more loving, kind person, a more wonderful being, a more compassionate person, someone who has love in their heart, these things require real commitment and transformation. Mastering our mind and changing our behavior and our actions demands patience and perseverance. cultivating really wonderful quality relationships with the people around you takes time. Changing and upgrading the software of our own consciousness, the way we think, the way we perceive, improving the hardware of our bodies, losing weight, gaining muscle, getting rid of disease, all of these things are frankly hard work. And that's why, because it's hard, that instead of doing the necessary slog for real change, it's very appealing to simply go for the second best, the external appearance of improvement over the real McCoy, right? So technology in our culture gives us a second best alternative instead of us actually changing ourselves where it matters most. So how does this happen, all right? There's a big difference between biting into a nice, juicy, real apple. Yeah, just imagine taking a bite into that crispy apple and tasting that apple, just enjoying that apple juice, that wonderful fresh moment, and then you bite into it and you take a few chomps, chomp, 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 and you chomp it up and you swallow the apple, yeah? Feel that. There's a difference between actually eating a real apple or eating a real mango and taking a picture of an apple or even the word apple. Right, now let's just tune into this. One is the actual apple, the experience of an apple. The second is a photograph of an apple. And the third is simply the word apple, A-P-P-L-E, or even a symbol for the apple. There's a big difference between experiencing a real-life golden red sunset glowing after a lightning storm, where you stand there in awe and wonder how wonderful the sky is, ablaze with light, taking you onto a different reality, absorbing its breathtaking beauty, inhaling the clean, fresh air, and feeling the humidity on your skin. Hearing the rumble of the thunder. There's a difference between that and a photo of the same scene on your little device in your newsfeed. And so what's happened is we've been fooled, without realizing it, to consider the symbol of happiness, success, intelligence, friendships, and transformation as it is the real thing, as if it's the real thing. We've been given the symbols of change and transformation and upgrades over real transformation, real success, real upgrades. And if we realized we've been hoodwinked, we'd rebel and toss out these plastic substitutes as the fake placeholders that they actually are. But in the most part, we haven't caught on to this, right? And I'll explain what I mean in a moment. So what's happened with all these smart devices that text messages quickly and allow you to do this and that and this and that, we've entered into a mass delusion similar to the Emperor's New Clothes, where only the innocence of a child dares to question what is glaringly obvious. So let's look at some examples where smart devices are making us dumb and giving us fake substitutes. Let's take love and friendship. So we need quality relationships to feel happy and have a meaningful life. Yeah, we're human beings. We like to connect with each other. We like to be able to love one another, hug people, see them, have real connections. It makes our life more rich to have good, beautiful relationships. And so recently, the rise of technology and social media has now allowed us to instantly connect with hundreds and even thousands of so-called friends with a push of a button. And yet, despite having these thousands of so-called friends, we are now less happy, less connected, and more lonely than ever before. People are reporting feeling more isolated, more depressed, and more alone despite spending hours on social media. And no matter how many text messages we send and receive on our devices, or how much time we spend on Crackbook, our thirst cannot be quenched. We need the real life personal connections with a handful of meaningful people. So we have a smart device that is making us easily able to connect with lots of people all over the world, and yet we have become more dumb because we're not getting the things that we actually need. We're going for secondhand substitutes. Let's talk about personal transformation. Feeling happy, peaceful, successful, wise, and in command of our destiny is what makes our life truly rich. When we feel like we're in control of life, where we're doing what we want, where we have mastery, that makes us happy. When we are mastering our inner world, when we're engaged in meaningful activities that push our boundaries and like help us expand, then we feel deep satisfaction. We feel like we're free. We enjoy life. But since achieving this state, this higher state, takes a lot of work, we have outsourced our transformation to our smart devices to do it for us, sort of. So when we feel anxious and stressed, we can pick up our phone for a little distraction, a little dopamine, and then we can not worry about getting that real peace that we actually want. Yeah, it's a secondhand substitute. Instead of learning a skill like design or art and taking the time to become good at it, we can use all these little apps to create kind of cool looking pictures that are all right, but frankly everyone else has the same technology, and now there's millions and billions of these images posted all over the place and they're all pretty much the same. So everyone's got the devices, everyone can sort of connect with each other. But what's happened? Instead of being wise and having these beautiful experiences that we really want, we've accumulated endless information that we don't need. Yeah. So instead of wisdom, we've got information. We can find out anything online, but most of it's nonsense. A lot of people have become walking encyclopedias. They know everything about everything, but nothing about anything important. We can become these walking encyclopedias that have the symbol of wisdom because of our devices, but we haven't got any real life wisdom. It's all just secondhand information. Instead of having real wisdom ourselves, we can quote wise people and put those posts on social media and have lots of people liking our post, and we can even like other posts of other quotes from wise people. So instead of gaining wisdom, we like quotes about wisdom. So by association, we consider ourselves wise because we are connected through the like to the quote on Facebook. And instead of becoming a master of our destiny and manifesting truly meaningful things through our own actions, we can just go for the shortcut and spend hours doing online shopping and buying products and services that offer symbols of success and then have them delivered to our door. Oh wow, what a manifestation. I thought of this thing and now look at this. Behold, here it is. It's arrived on my doorstep. So we get the illusion of mastery over our destiny that has been outsourced to Amazon.com and promoted by marketers and advertisers. So instead of discovering our own meaningful dreams and going after them, we go for second best and just buy a bunch of stuff that makes us feel like we have power. And the list could go on and on and on. Almost every inner change has its online fake substitute available in a few clicks. So instead of us needing to go to the next level, we can just go for second best, sit at home in front of our computers or in front of our devices comfortably, spend a bit of cash, and feel like we are the kings of the world. Although, really, we know that we're not. So the illusion of change is instilled as a standard practice in today's plastic society of symbols and placeholders. Smart devices now masquerade as indispensable tools for personal mastery. And yet, these so-called smart devices are making us more dumb. They create an illusion of progress while simultaneously making us more dependent on them and less truly happy and successful where it matters most, which is in our real hearts and our minds and our real lives. And so the human mind has created all the devices and technologies that we have. Everything that you see around you has been created from the genius human mind. However, now, because of other people's hard work developing these things, those same devices from the mind have actually become more and more addictive and, ironically, made our own mind less capable of deep thought. So, for example, Steve Jobs, the creator of the iPhone and the iPad, did not let his kids get an iPad. Why not? Because he knew they were bad for them and addictive. Life is primarily a subjective experience. So if you feel happy, then you feel happy, regardless of how much money or possessions you have or you don't have. And a child living in the mountains of Nepal with no shoes and walking to school for 3 hours a day through the mountains could be 10 times happier than a child in the Western world with all the comforts, devices, and endless distractions. And having gone to Nepal and lived in India, I've seen lots of kids with nothing. They play with a plastic bag, or they play with like a tire and a stick, and they walk through the mountains, and they have big smiles on their faces. And what about the kids today? They've become tech addicts, and if the parents take their iPad away from them, they shout and scream and have a tantrum and totally harass the parents until they give it back. So when we try and outsource our inner transformation, the good habits that we need to create, like getting up early and meditation and exercise and eating right and having good relationships, all these real experiences that actually affect us on a regular basis, when we try and outsource that to second best through a computer, we rob ourselves of the possibility of true joy, of true meaning and mastery. And we end up living our lives through a virtual world like hungry ghosts trying to eat the food that can never satisfy us. So what do you want? The real thing or the two-dimensional flat substitute? The choice at every moment belongs to you and you alone.